we have this massive influx of illegal immigrants into the United States. I believe this government would have stopped it years ago if it wanted to. So my theory is that there's a reason why they allow this to happen.
And that's absolutely correct. And I would like Dr. Corsi to address his views on this, because they're remarkable.
Well, George, you're exactly right. I mean, as we did Minutemen, we were contacting and talking to expert after expert, and people kept saying, you've got to look at this security and prosperity partnership. So Jim and I began looking at the agreement that President Bush signed in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005 with Vincente Fox and with then-Canada's Prime Minister Paul Martin, and we found that this agreement, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP, was really an agreement to erase our borders with Mexico and Canada. And then we found it has developed into a whole department in the Department of Government. I mean, your listeners can go right to SPP, like in sampeterpaul.gov. And George, that's .gov because it's a government website.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see, if you right there on the bar on the left, right under the flag, if you click that bar that says report to leaders, you're going to see a 2005 report in June. Scroll down, you'll see it's cabinet level working groups, up to 30 working groups within our executive branch that are redoing regulations and trilateral agreements and memorandum of understanding with Canada and Mexico, and everything from e-commerce to aviation to food to environment to energy, you name it. Our borders are being erased, and we've got a whole new regulatory structure of administrative law coming into being with Canada and Mexico that Americans know nothing about. And this is all on a plan to end up with a North American Union, just like a European Union. That's what George Bush evidently wants to do. And it's a globalist plan, which is now being affected by our Bush administration.
All right, I want to talk about that a little bit later on, Jerry, because, you know, you were the one who torpedoed John Kerry's presidential aspirations. I want to talk a little bit about that, and, you know, because now it looks like you might be doing the same with George W. Bush, and obviously you are not picking sides anymore.
Well, you know, George, I voted for George Bush, and of course the swift boat vets, I continue to emphasize, were never organized to support President Bush. They were organized in opposition to John Kerry. And I'm not writing the book Minutemen with any enthusiasm to, you know, to harm or in any way detract to the administration. It's really kind of hard on me that I'm having to come up with this information. But I've got to be honest, as an investigative reporter and a writer, and I am, and if the blame lies at George Bush's doorstep, it needs to. The American people need to be made aware that the administration is creating a North American Union. They need to go, all the listeners, to SPP.gov themselves and examine the information and the data.
But surely the plan, Jerry, the plan for this, the plan to allow illegals into the country, started way before his presidency.
Oh, there's no question about it, George. And you've covered this in many shows that I've listened to that have been, you know, as I research this, I see where you were headed going back years ago. And, you know, the plans have been laid back, going back, I guess, to 1959 with the Treaty of Rome. When you see Europe moving in this direction, the elitists thought, I guess, the United States should do the same. And Robert Pastor, who is a professor at American University, has been the architect of a lot of what's gone on here for the North American Union. He was formerly in the government. Robert Pastor actually participated in the Carter administration to give the Panama Canal away. And now he surfaces as the task force vice chair of a Council on Foreign Relations, came out right after SPP.gov in Waco, Texas. It was called Building a North American Community. And that report, which I link to in all my, we talk about it extensively in Minutemen, writing about it on humaneventsonline.com and worldnetdaily.com. And that report from the Council of Foreign Relations that Robert Pastor put in place said, this is the blueprint for how the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America becomes a regional government, namely the North American Union. And SPP.gov is following Dr. Pastor's plan.
Okay, Jim, we're going to get to you in a second about the Minuteman Project. But, Jerry, let's talk about the benefits. What are the benefits? And we'll talk about the minuses, too. But what are the benefits if we become this North American joint country, a country of Canada, the United States, and Mexico? We all become one. What are the benefits there, first of all? There've got to be some, right?
Well, George, you know, it frightens me because the plan we've been writing about extensively is evidently to open up, we're going to have a NAFTA superhighway, which is 8 football fields wide of highway, brand new construction. You know, 5 lanes in each way for cars and trucks, plus railroad and pipelines for oil and natural gas. It's going to be started to be built in Texas as the Trans-Texas Corridor. It's going to build it from Laredo, Texas, right up through San Antonio and Dallas up towards the Oklahoma border. It's going to connect to Oklahoma City and then Kansas City, Duluth, ultimately to Canada. And the plan there is to bring in all the containers from China with all the cheap goods for Walmart and Home Depot, you know, basically made by slave labor in China, and brought in through Mexico. I mean, as incredible as this sounds, I've documented it all, and it's in Minutemen. So here come these goods with Mexican trains, Mexican trucks, all the Teamsters listening to us tonight. I've been writing extensively. The plan is to undercut the Teamsters with Mexican truckers, and these goods then brought even more cheaply by no union workers, no longshoremen, no United Transportation workers on the Mexican trains. And I guess the globalists have gone to such an insane desire for profit at any cost that it doesn't make any difference if we tear up the entire United States for a NAFTA superhighway and bring in goods made by slave labor in China.
They just, what's their motive here, Jerry? They just want cheap labor, cheap goods, in order to increase profits?
That's it, George. I mean, now even the maquiladoras, you know, these factories, the sweatshops that were created by NAFTA along the border with Mexico, and Mexican workers were maybe getting paid $1 a day. There were 3 million Mexican workers at the height of this. Well, now even the globalists, Walmart, etc., don't want those factories. They can get cheaper goods produced in China.